chapter 4. Because I do believe that he's not done with that scripture just yet. And you know, I think sometimes what I had a snap vision of is of one of my spiritual fathers from Washington, Wade Taylor, would often speak about what God had showed him that was to manifest. And one of the things that he pointed out that in Acts chapter 4 and 5, that what you see is apostles and the anointing with consequences. And if you look at Ananias and Sapphira in chapter 5, I mean, whew, are we ready with that kind of, you know, truth? But if you remember, because I have a note here, and I know that that was at one of the conferences when, you know, Wade would be teaching, I would put notes. Again, if you look, you'll see that there's an ambassador involved. So let's just take a peek at first. Because remember, the five would not have been there when the book was written. Okay? So let's keep that in mind. It says, now a man named Ananias, and as together with his wife, Sapphira, also sold a piece of property. So notice it's connected with the previous, and I'll back that up afterwards. With his wife's full knowledge, he kept back part of the money for himself, but brought the rest and put it at the apostles' feet. Then Peter said, Ananias, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit? Can you imagine? And have kept for yourself some of the money you received from the land, or for the land. Didn't it belong to you before it was sold? And after it was sold, wasn't the money at your disposal? What made you think of doing such a thing? You have not lied to men, but to God. So, if you see Peter here, acting as an ambassador, standing in the place of God, reminding this man and his wife, with full consent, have agreed to lie. Thinking that it was going to be okay. Verse 5 says, when Ananias heard this, he fell down and died. And great fear seized all who heard what had happened. Then the young man came forward, wrapped up his body, and carried him out and buried him. About 3 hours later, his wife came in. How do you like this apple? Not knowing what had happened, Peter asked her, tell me, is this the price you and Ananias got for the land? Watch her response. Yes, she said, that is the price. And Peter said to her, how could you agree to test the Spirit of the Lord? How could you agree to test? It's not my spirit, it's not my soul that he's responding. He says, how could you agree to test the Spirit of the Lord? Look, The feet of the men who buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out also." At that moment she fell down at his feet and died. Then the young men came in, and finding her dead, carried her out and buried her beside her husband. Great fear seized the whole church and all who heard about these events. Now, where I stopped on Sunday was verse 31. Look at verse 32. All the believers were one in heart and mind. All the believers were one in heart and mind. Notice the heart comes first. No one claimed that any one of his possessions was his own, but they shared everything that they had. With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection. So one of the byproducts of that shaking was great power of the resurrection of the Lord. Jesus and much grace was upon them all. Notice much grace. And one of the predictions about the end time harvest is how much grace is going to be involved in the church. There were no needy persons among them. For from time to time, those who owned land or houses sold them, brought the money for the sales, and put it at the apostles' feet. It was distributed to anyone as he had need. Joseph, a Levite from Cyprus, whom the apostles called Barnabas, which means son of encouragement, sold a field he owned and brought the money and put it at the apostles' feet. Then, of course, here comes Ananias and Sapphira. So as I was pondering Sunday night after I had taken some time, it was around 10 o'clock-ish, and the Lord brought me back to read some of this again, and these are called the results of the shaking. The byproduct. So we cried out, "Lord, what are you going to do? How are you going to respond?" The tree represents to me that was seen a great anointing that's going to come. The roots of the tree were visible. It was very old. It was also gnarly, meaning many twists, so it had been gone through a lot of storms. Why was that tree coming up right there? I sense in my heart that it has a meaning and it's connected to this for some purpose that we may not have revealed just yet or understand just yet. But I will believe that with the responsibility that he has given us as men and women of God to obey as one voice and one heart, the fruits are going to be intense. The persecution will also be a part of it. Because whenever you take this kind of operation going on in a church, and you see people lying to the Holy Spirit. And it was odd because my prayer this morning before I went to the Y was, "Lord, whatever you have planned, keep my eyes and ears open." And several weeks back I had met a gentleman and the place was full. I usually try to warm up my body because when you're coming out of the cold, try to go do exercise is not a good thing. So I go into the steam room or the sauna, not the steam room because it's usually very hot. And I don't want to be all wet when I go downstairs. So I go into the sauna and it was full this morning. And this one man that I've spoken to several weeks back was right there. And of course, he saw me walked in. So it's almost like he's, you know, going to target me. And I saw it happening. And he's a victim. Very, very strong mentality, selling me on his victimization. And as he's speaking, I have a vision in my head of an individual that I've ministered to for many years. And it happens to be a man. And he's got that same mentality, and there's no way you can tell him. Peter doesn't hesitate. He's absolutely convinced. Ananias has lied. He's got that revelatory interior, so cured and so absolute that he can respond. And I said to the Lord, I don't know if I could do that. He said, is it Peter that did it, or was it my spirit that did it? Yeah. Can the Holy Spirit literally come out and speak through your mouth?
Yes.
Are you ready for that kind of responsibility?
He speak through Jesus to Peter, Satan?
Come again?
Didn't the Holy Spirit speak through Jesus to Peter?
Yes.
About Satan?
Yes. I want to sift you.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, have we been sifted?
No, I'm just thinking Peter went through this.
Yes.
It was, he used Peter for this also.
I believe Peter knew that the enemy could use anyway because he had used him. Okay? And you and I know that the enemy has used us. But can your mouth respond at this time with a judgment call of this nature? I don't think we're ready for that.
Only with the grace of God.
Huh?
Only with the grace of God.
And I believe that that's what's coming. But the purification process that's needed, okay? The whole place was shaken. Amen? So, Peter had already been in jail. He actually, I believe, goes back to jail afterwards because he gets into more trouble because he obeys the Lord. I really believe that we need to cry out for God to prepare us, to make sure that we're ready for what's coming. And I'm not saying that Wade Taylor was absolutely correct, because I'm not God. But I know that I know that I know that that man had no second agenda. He did not have a second agenda. You go on his website and you listen to some of the material and you read some of the revelation that that man had, and I can tell you he had a connection to the Father. And his love flow was not to bring about this kind of thing, but he did tell us, all of us, in more than one situation. And this goes back in the early 90s. And I can truthfully say that the anointing that was on him, the anointing on his daughter, who's now down in Virginia. We do connect periodically. Only the Holy Spirit knows what he's up to. The revelation of the next level is really going to depend on God's mercy and grace. And when he does decide to bring in the next level, he will. But it's going to happen just like it did with Acts chapter 4. I believe that's another level of coming to more obedience, more of the ambassadorship, the responsibility, and the accountability for the saints, and not to be afraid of it as best we can. I don't think, for instance, that there will be no repercussions, because that would be silly. I believe that there will be repercussions. I don't know how many burials we'll have, but God willing, we'll have resurrections instead.
Amen. Amen.
But you can't look at one side and not see both. Okay? You need to see both. You need to see the accountability that I believe is going to be needed, because some will just continue to lie. And that lying spirit is definitely around. Can we lift our hands to Him? Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
We need a lot of your help.
We need a lot of your help.
We need your grace.
We need your grace.
We need your favor.
We need your favor.
And we willingly say.
And we willingly say.
Have your way.
Have your way.
We're trusting you, Lord.
We're trusting you, Lord.
You prepared Peter.
You prepared Peter.
You prepared the rest of the apostles.
You prepared the rest of the apostles.
And whatever you have planned for us.
And whatever you have planned for us.
We are more than willing.
We are more than willing.
But we trust you.
We trust you.
To prepare us.
To prepare us.
In Jesus' name.